Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, I'm investigating a charge on my credit card.
Okay, can we
And
start with your zip code, please?
37763.
And your first and last name, please?
It's probably going to be under Linda Young.
Okay, Linda Young.
Yes.
Let's see if we can find it that way for us. Here we go. I did find it. Could you verify your address or her address, please?
228 Farmington Trail, Kingston, Tennessee.
Thank you, sir. And your account, the account's coming up for us now, slowly but surely. It'll take it just a second. Yes, sir. I do see it looks like someone entered a sweepstakes, possibly for a KitchenAid mixer, and paid $7.95. And it also, when they did that, it also came with the Hero Bod, which looks like it's an app that gives you easy to follow workouts and healthy recipes. I also do see entering the sweepstakes for the KitchenAid mixer was a free welcoming gift to the Consumer Gadget Club. I do see where they charged you $56.95. That gets you a $125 gift card to our shopping membership to pick out a gadget each month online from our online store. And that is a monthly charge. Are you wanting to keep that monthly?
No.
No problem.
That you said a KitchenAid mixer and what else?
It was a KitchenAid mixer. Someone was entering a sweepstakes for. Then it was an app, which you weren't charged for the app. It was just called the Hero Bod. And then it was a free welcoming gift to entering that sweepstakes for our Consumer Gadget Club. It's a shopping membership, and they charge you $56.95 every month to get a $125 voucher to purchase a gadget.
And that was a Hero app, you said?
Hero Bod, but it was no charge for the Hero Pod Bod. But no, what she was doing, it just comes with it. Whoever did this, whatever they did, they entered the sweepstakes for the KitchenAid mixer. This entering the sweepstakes was a free welcoming gift to our shopping membership, which is $56.95 a month.
Okay, well, let's definitely cancel that, and we'll be disputing that charge because we did not, this is something we did not knowingly do or.
Okay, I do see the terms and conditions were online, but we could do a 50% refund off the $56.95.
Now, we're going to dispute the whole thing.
Okay, see, I can't go back and refund the $7.95, but I can refund the $56.95 in full. That will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. There'll be no more charges. Would you like a confirmation number?
Yes, and I want the whole thing. I want the refund.
Okay, I only can refund the $56.95. The $7.95 is a non-refundable charge, but I've got the $56.95 refunded. You will have that back in 3 to 5 business days, and there will be no more charges.
Okay.
Would you like that confirmation number?
Send me a confirmation number.
Okay, yes, sir. You should receive. I can't send the confirmation number through email. I could give it to you now if you would like.
Hold on, let me go get.
Sure.
I'm sorry, I'm about eighth of a mile from my desk.
You're good, sir. Take your time. No problem.
Okay, what is that confirmation number?
Okay, yes, sir. It is C as in Charlie, 2600500086.
And that's a confirmation of that I am canceling that and getting that $56.95 refunded.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know who did this or whatever, but they done it illegally.
Yes, sir. We've got you canceled, sir. And I thank you for calling customer and refunded. I thank you for calling customer service, sir. And I hope you have a great day, please.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling customer service.